Midterm elections are just over 3 weeks away. Early voting has already started in some states, which means the push to get out the vote is in full force. That is always a major undertaking, but this year it's proving even tougher, with trust in government at rock bottom, including both the Democratic president and the Republican House. The GOP still expects to do very well in November, but that doesn't mean the Republican base is all that excited. NPR's Don Gagne traveled to Iowa to check in with some of those voters.
Nowhere is the GOP effort to fire up the base more evident than in Iowa. This week, the West Side Conservative Club held its usual 7 a.m. breakfast meeting in the back dining room at the Machine Shed Restaurant in the Des Moines suburbs.
Good morning. If everybody could find a seat, we'll get started here shortly. I just saw some of those gigantic cinnamon rolls coming out that look great.
Introductions out of the way, the guest speaker was Iowa's longtime U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, who later said he sees a very big day for his party come November.
I think we're going to win anyway, but we're, for the first time, the Republicans are putting as much emphasis upon turning out the base and the independent voter that leans our way than ever before.
One thing Republicans are not doing this election is emphasizing social issues, focusing instead on linking Democratic candidates to President Obama. That choice is causing some frustration among core supporters. One of them is Bob Vanderplaats. He's the president of the Family Leader, a prominent Iowa organization pressing to keep social issues front and center. Vanderplaats says many Republican candidates seem to be backing away from the mic, is how he puts it.
I just watched a debate the other night where the marriage issue was asked. And while the Republican candidate affirmed his position of one man, one woman marriage, he kind of did a pivot out of that then.
That debate was on Monday between Democrat Stacey Apple and Republican David Young in Iowa's 3rd congressional district. Here's the moment Vanderplaats refers to, starting with the question from the moderator, who noted the U.S. Supreme Court this week cleared the way for more states to adopt same-sex marriage.
Mr. Young, it appears that the court is not really going to change its position on this. So should Congress act on this in any way on this issue, or is this really an issue anymore?
The battles over same-sex marriage in Iowa have been fierce, and it wasn't long ago that such a question would have been red meat for a Republican candidate. But not this year. Here's Young's reply.
You know, in Iowa, it's not an issue right now because same-sex marriage is legal. It was done through our state Supreme Court. I wish the decision would have been brought down and decided by the people or the legislature, but it is what it is in Iowa.
The organization, the Family Leader, is a major player in Iowa politics, focusing on social issues. And in 2014, it's doing its own extensive outreach to voters.
We're just so blessed to live in a nation, God, that we can gather anywhere and just freely talk about you, Lord God, and freely talk about our government, Lord.
That prayer opened a meeting at a Godfather's Pizza in Fort Dodge yesterday. College professor and current candidate for state treasurer Sam Clovis exhorted the audience of about 25 to do all they can and then some.
You can't just take a yard sign and put it in your yard. That's not enough. You got to do one more thing. You can't just make phone calls. You got to do one more thing. You can't just talk to your friends and family and church members. You must do one more thing.
Dale Harlow, a Fort Dodge pastor, says he talks to the people in his church about what's at stake, but says he sees a lot of anxiety.
But yeah, there's definitely a lot of pessimism, both sides. I mean, I think people feel just generally negative about what government's doing. It translates into apathy, is what it does.
Seated one table over was 58-year-old computer consultant Karen Glazer.
The world is upside down right now, and that's the way I feel and a lot of people feel. You know, did we live through the best of times, and now we're going into the worst of times? It kind of feels that way to a lot of people.
But Glazer is busy promoting GOP candidates. She says she understands why people check out, but says she won't quit.
No, never. You can't.
Republican activists in Fort Dodge, Iowa, working to get out the vote and rally voters, even the uninspired. Don Gagne, NPR News.